T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And you see, he's leaking. He will need major repairs.
It hurt. Got some work done, stitches. Wasn't able to play. Wanted to be there with his teammates.
Dale Arnold.
30,000 little kids that are going to have a similar memory to what I have. That on steroids.
Rich Keefe.
You're going to be the new Jeopardy champion.
What a game. Oh, my God.
Dale and Keefe. You're going after Doug Vaughn?
I've never met Dino.
I would summarily kick each and every one of their asses.
You've never met this guy? He's going to fight everybody on our station.
He's going to fight all of us. On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Has anybody ever taken a picture of you and posted it online of you taking a dump?
No. I don't think so. Why? Are you looking at one?
Well, there was a picture that went viral of Alex Rodriguez sitting on the toilet in his apartment taking a dump. And first of all, he's got monogrammed towels next to his toilet with the letter A.
Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, he's got to be a billionaire, right?
First name, monogram. Anyway, so he actually, somebody took a picture through his apartment window of him sitting on the toilet. Yeah, oh, yeah.
He said?
I've got it right here.
So
he says he's not going to sue.
He should.
He says he will probably invest in some good blinds. It took this to figure that out?
Oh, I don't like that. So somebody can see right in from the outside?
Look here.
I don't want to see this, do I? Actually, maybe I do. It's A-Rod. He's on his phone. He's wearing a... Wait a minute.
Well, that's towels.
No, I know that's towels, but he's wearing like a full-on button-up shirt. Look at that.
It's business in there.
You don't get completely naked when you go number two?
No.
I thought that's what everybody does.
Depends on the number.
Was that what George Costanza did? Did he like take a... Can you remember he came out one time without a shirt on? Like, what are you doing? It's like, what?
Think doesn't everybody?
But that could be... was that a TMZ thing or that was just like somebody
ran? I don't know who ran with it.
That's pretty bad. What are we doing with that?
I mean, we're going to post pictures of people taking dumps now?
Evidently, that's what we're going to... If they're famous enough. They were at some gala or something the other night, weren't they? A-Rod and J-Lo? Because J-Lo was like trending on Twitter because she was wearing... She could see her like her six-pack. She was wearing like a two-piece dress somehow.
J-Lo was going, thank God they took one of him taking a dump, not me.
Well, they're just waiting.
That's the one that they posted.
Yeah, that's true. They're just like, hey, you sent us $10 million. You'll never this J Lo one will never see the light of day. It'll disappear for you.
So I didn't see this,
but
because
people are the worst. Like,
really, we're gonna post pictures of A-Rod taking a dump
or take pictures of that?
Well,
that's ridiculous.
Take it is bad enough. I didn't see this because they didn't show it on the telecast. But Dan Shaughnessy of the Globe wrote about it today. I'm quoting Dan's piece now in the Globe. In the fourth minute of the second, Braden Schenn's shot rode up the stick of Chara, hit him near the mouth. The 6'9" captain went down like a sawed-off sequoia, thank you, Dan, dropping face-first to the ice.
Sure did.
After a whistle-stopped play, Chara got up and skated off, leaving a pool of blood behind.
Yes, he did.
The video board over center ice flashed bleed blue.
Oh, these
Classy.
Guys, come on. Between
really?
That, they sponsor the national anthem. Did you see that? And I wanted to thank somebody who sent me that yesterday.
They ditched it last night.
They
had it... Game 3, and they caught so much crap, they got rid of it.
They did.
For Game 4.
Yeah, Matt sent me this article, actually, that he wrote on Mass Live, saying that there was an Enterprise ad on the National Anthem, in the National Anthem color guard for Game 3. So they had like a flag up
Enterprise
there. Enterprise.
They have the naming rights to the arena. It's the Enterprise Center or Enterprise Arena, whatever it is. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
It's that day and age. But the color guard comes out on the ice for Game 3, the first time we got to see Charles Glenn. They come out on the ice for Game 3.
Right.
And there's the flags all lined up, and there's the American flag and the Canadian flag and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then there's a flag for Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
That is so outrageous. Think about that.
They caught so much crap on social media for Game 4, they said, let's ditch the Enterprise
that
flag
so
in the color
dumb.
Guard.
Yeah, and by the way, he didn't do that this time.
He got right into action.
He's heard the noise. He didn't say, sing along with me, even though they kind of did. He also took a little bit of a break again during the song and then finished with like a 30-second hold that note.
Oh, it only went... It only went 10 seconds last night, the long note, because
he's getting in and out.
We're watching the game in the green room, and there's Brick and Barry and Billy and me and our producer, and they're looking at me. I got my phone, and I'm getting ready to hit the stopwatch during the anthem, and they're looking at me like, what the hell are you doing?
So he was also, I don't know if he's doing it last night, but game three, he stood on a black mat with the Enterprise logo on it while he sang. Definitely in game three. I didn't notice it last night, but what I did notice is... And this can't be by mistake. Where the camera was on him, the one logo or advertisement you could see on the boards was Enterprise. Like, in full go. He was standing there, and then Enterprise was, like, the biggest one taking it up. Unreal.
I mean, maybe I've missed it in the past, but I don't think so. I believe when the color guards come out at the TD Garden for the national anthem, and they always have...
Who sponsors that? At the garden.
No one.
Who sponsors that?
There's no TD Garden flag amongst them.
Oh, no?
It's always like, you know, the Boston Fire Department color guard the U.S. Marine Corps color guard, and they march out onto the ice, and then Todd Angeli comes out. But it's flags. It's
correct.
The American flag, the Canadian flag, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. They don't ever have a flag for TD Garden out there.
Who'd have think that Enterprise would even have a flag? Who made the flag?
They made it for this.
Yeah, that is really bad.
That is kind of cheesy, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
You're going to stick a flag for Enterprise rental cars in your color guard?
So guys, how can we monetize the anthem? How can we get something going there? And then, so there you go. And you know what the worst part of the Blues winning last night?
There were several parts, but we got to
listen to that guy sing the anthem one more time.
I got to ask.
Yeah.
We're guaranteed.
We're due a game six. We're guaranteed.
No. Just let the whole crowd sing it then. Just turn it into a sing-along. Let that guy stay home.
He even ventured further afield last night with his rendition.
He was riffing last night. He's making a meal out of the whole thing. I was like, do less, sir.
And once again, we're all sitting in the green room, and all of us in unison are saying, Todd's better.
Oh, my God. It's not even close. Thursday night, he'll show you how it's done. Free lesson. Tell that guy Glenn to watch on Thursday.
I've got the overnight ratings for last night.
Okay.
Boston did not have the best overnight rating in the country for last night's game.
St. Louis beat them?
St. Louis did.
Okay.
St. Louis had a 28 rating. Boston had a 26. Providence was third at 19.7, followed by
Buffalo.
Buffalo at 9.8.
Buffalo loves hockey.
Just, I mean, it doesn't matter.
They love it.
I mean, what else do they have up there? Kansas City was fifth at 5.2.
Well, that's because Mahomes and Kelsey were there, so they had to watch that. That's a strange thing, isn't it? Those two, like, being there. I didn't realize just how far St. Louis and Kansas City were apart.
Yeah, they're not very close.
But, like, everybody was talking about it on Twitter. It'd be like, we in Boston are closer to New York City than those two cities are in Missouri.
Yeah.
And yet they're there. That's really odd.
Well, they don't have a football team, so they had to import football
players. Are they hockey fans, or are they like, you know what, we need, like, the Patriots have a relationship?
We'll pay you to come guzzle beers at our game, if you don't mind.
Would you rule that out?
Yeah.
I wouldn't rule that out. I wouldn't be surprised if they put him on the payroll. The other thing was John Hamm. John Hamm is, like, the big St. Louis celebrity. And so he was on...
He's kind of all over the place now, isn't he?
He was. Second intermission he was on there. And by the way... St. Louis, it's pretty warm there, isn't it? Isn't it hot in St. Louis? Like, kind of sticky out there?
Yeah.
Gary Clark Jr. concert.
Yeah, they showed a lot of people in shorts and short sleeves. Sweating.
Now, listen, I am
Can I critique NBC for a moment here?
Real quickly,
you mentioned Gary Clark Jr.
Yeah.
We needed to give up, like, 4 minutes, delay the face-off, so that we could hear Gary Clark Jr. outside the arena last night.
Hell of a guitar player.
You like Gary Clark Jr.?
I do. It wasn't a good showing.
It was awful.
No, it was pretty bad.
It just always sucks.
And it was like
a friends
and family event in front of him, too.
That's the worst part. Nobody cared.
They're inside.
Yeah, they're like, whatever.
And they weren't even right near the arena.
Yeah, they're
not
Toronto.
It was a bad look for the artist.
The watch parties outside are not great. Toronto's is good, especially when they lose and you see them all upset. Like,
the Blues have been filling up that arena on the Boston game, like when they're here in Boston.
Oh, is that right? They're doing that
too? They showed that once or twice.
That's weird. But so John Hamm... I'm obviously no fashionista. I don't have the best.
I think
taste
you're selling
clothes.
Yourself short.
Yeah,
here.
Maybe I am. Maybe I am a little bit of a fashionista. John Hamm wearing that huge scarf. That was like the biggest scarf I'd ever seen, and that couldn't have been comfortable. And isn't it hot? in St. Louis?
80 yep. degrees currently with 80. 60% humidity.
He's like, oh, I can't forget my huge
but it's
scarf.
Cold inside.
No, it's not that cold. No, it's not that
not,
cold.
Not that bad.
Like, wear a sweater. Wear like a Pierre Turgeon sweater and get out of here with this enormous scarf.
Rock your Blues legend Wayne Gretzky sweater.
Oh, he's one of the best, isn't he? How about, speaking of
it was
Blues
a hell
legends,
of an 18 games run there,
it was
though.
It's a big 18 games.
Yeah.
Brett Hull was hammered
he
drunk.
He woke up, yeah.
Holy Matt, can we check on Brett Hull?
By the way.
Shime, call Brett Hull.
Brett Hull's voice is bad under the best of circumstances.
What was that nonsense?
When he is screaming at the top of his...
I thought he swore at first. I was like, did he just swear at the crowd? He lost his mind. Now, at least he is more of a Blues legend.
Charles Glenn.
Yeah.
And now.
Here we go.
A Hall of Famer.
Like, who are they going to get? I'm like, oh, here he is.
What? Are you ready?
I guess.
It's the game.
Yeah. Are you ready? That's like the guy like warming up for Motley Crue. Like he's like the opener for one of these hair bands that comes out. Let's go! That's all they had him out there for.
That was
there
it.
Was a, just to scream.
Now
are
they
you
used
ready?
Layla in Game 3. She was kind of nice. That was
much
a nice
cooler.
Touch.
That
very
was,
cool.
That was cool.
The Brett Hull thing last night.
Let's go!
I was just trying to picture. Now maybe they mock our fan banner captain here.
Probably.
That's fine. Okay,
yeah,
let's
go
say
for
they
it.
Do. But do I want Bobby Orr waving the fan banner flag to start that? Or do I want him standing out on the ice going,
yeah.
Let's
I want,
go!
I want to get him all boozed up and get him out there.
And I would just like to start a
yeah.
cheer.
Well,
let's go Red Sox! Let's go Red Sox!
That was better than Brett Hull.
Red Sox.
That was better. Did you see Brett Hull, too? There was pictures of him.
Flipping
giving...
the bird at the Bruins players?
Yes!
What was
wrong with this guy? He was so hammered. But I mean, good for him. I guess he's like, I don't really feel like going to the game. They're like, listen, you can have all the beers you want. He's like, all right, I'm in.
Sing along with me.
No. Brett Hull brought the noise. But so second intermission, they had John Hamm on there with Mike Milbury. Do we have some of this?
They did. And they, you know, Mike went right in for a hard hitting question.
Right,
you
know, sure did.
I got to ask you a madman question because you were such an excellent scumbag in that movie. I mean,
wait, stop right there for a second.
Can they say that on TV?
I don't know if he could say that on TV.
I'm not sure Mike knew exactly what the deal
was. Now, I know it's
use
live.
It in a sentence, please.
I know it's live TV, but do you think Mike even watched Mad Men? Because he starts out by saying Mad Man, and he said for that movie. Now, I know it could be a slip of the tongue, but do you think he even watched this, or they're like, hey, somebody asked him about Mad Men.
Zero chance he's ever seen the show.
You knew me better. You know that I could relate to something like that. And I want to know if it was just delicious to play somebody so morally corrupt, or was it really an effort on your part?
Well, it's always good
was
when you got...
Was it delicious? Was it delicious to play somebody so morally corrupt?
Good writing.
Somebody that constantly cheated on his wife. Was it delicious to play that role?
That's really what it was all about for that. So whenever you get writing at that caliber, it makes my job a lot easier. And we had one of the best writers in the world, Matt Weiner, write that guy. So it was great. You know, it's fun to play the bad guy sometimes.
Essentially what he's asking is, will you play Mike Milbury in the Mike Milbury story? I think.
Is that getting greenlit yet?
Not yet.
By the way, Mad Men's been off the air for almost 5 years.
I know.
Yeah, but that's still the thing that he was in. Like, he's in some movies now, but he's Don Draper from Mad Men. Now, again, he's been cast in other things, but that's what he's most famous for. So he's going to be asked about
that. He's everywhere.
All the time.
I saw pregame yeah. pictures of him outside with Gretzky.
But is that scarf not outrageous?
It seemed a little much, but you
it's
know,
an enormous
he's an
scarf.
Artiste.
What are you going skiing? Like, why are you wearing a scarf that aggressive? I don't really get that. But again, they actually have, we don't have the consistent famous Bruins fans here at the Garden. We don't. It's usually athletes, owners, coaches, that kind of thing. They have John Hamm, Pam, Jackie Joanna Kersee, Wayne Gretzky, Travis Kelce.
Patrick Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes. And they show them 100 times. But not bad. Not bad.
And then he was asked about his time here in Beantown.
Oh, that's right. He was.
You spent some time in Boston filming a couple of great movies, too. What was your time like there?
I had a blast. We shot the town over about 3 months in Boston over the winter, the fall and winter. I think it was 2008, 2009, around then. And we got to shoot for 15 days in a row at Fenway Park. The team was out of town, so we got to roll all over Fenway Park. It was hilarious. We had a blast. It was a great time.
I know you said that the 1982 World Series, Cardinals winning that, as a kid, that was your best sports memory, sports moment. If the Blues come back, the Blues win this series, how would it compare?
I have no idea, honestly. I know that there will be about, you know...
Can you guess? How about you just guess?
The town is the movie Don and I were in together.
I understand. And Don had a couple
Spent 3 months, you know, shooting.
You almost had as many lines as he did in that movie.
He wasn't exactly the lead.
No, he was good, though. He was
fine. He couldn't hit anybody with his bullets. That whole movie, a lot of missed shots.
Not exactly John Wick. That movie.
John Wick never misses anybody.
He misfires there. So he is, in 2020, he's going to be in The New Mutants, which was supposed to come out last year. He's playing Mr. Sinister in The New Mutants. I didn't realize that. And he's also going to be in the Top Gun Maverick movie.
Keith, let's just say I don't know enough about The New Mutants. Who is said character that he's playing? Is that a big deal? Is
Mr.
a minor
Sinister?
Role?
No, he's a villain. Yeah, he's a really good villain, like an X-Men villain.
So is he going to be like the lead, you think, of the heels?
I mean,
the bad guys?
I guess he's got a chance to be. This is also the one that Arya Stark is in.
This is also a movie they've pushed off now for like a year and a half.
Yeah,
so
even more. It was supposed to be out last April, like April of 18. It was supposed to be out.
By the way, several texters have pointed out to you, Rich.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a St. Louis Blues scarf that he was rocking.
I don't care. It's just
who doesn't wear like a T-shirt?
It's ridiculous. Get up. That's why I said go get a sweater. Go get a Keith Tkachuk jersey. You look great.
Or even just like a modern, like new one that looks cool. It doesn't matter. That scarf. That's all you like, Dale. That's like you rocking during the broadcast. Like it's just a Bruins.
Yeah, get a Tarasenko.
You should do that. You should do that Thursday.
Or even just wear a nice looking cardigan. Like why are you wearing a scarf?
Yeah, the scarf. And there's like an enormous, enormous scarf. I don't really get that part of it. But again, maybe that's why he's doing as well as he is, and I'm me, you know?
It's like wearing a baby blanket around your neck.
It was like bigger. It looked really uncomfortable.
I have the information you were seeking earlier. I'm going to be able to answer your questions right this second.
All right, what do you have?
Courtesy of my Nesson.com colleague, Doug Kide. Tom Brady, 11 on 11s, was 12 for 15.
12-15?
He was 21 of 27 overall.
Okay, I'll take it.
We're breaking down mandatory minicamp.
He didn't throw any picks, did he?
Doesn't appear that he had any picks. 12 of 15 on 11 in 11 on 11s, 21 of 27 overall. So our football season has begun.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, what else are you going to do? Like, if you're covering the Patriots right now, why wouldn't you keep track of, you know, his completion percentage at practice?
Did Tommy Touchdown throw a touchdown?
To the Pharaoh. By the way, it looks like John Hamm may have been... They did a lot of reshoots on that movie, and he now may be out.
Oh, no.
Wait a second.
It says this. It says, Antonio Banderas has been cast...
Puss in Boots.
This is for The New Mutants. Has been cast as an undisclosed villain to appear in a post-credit scene. This scene was changed in reshoots from a version where John Hamm portrayed the villain Mr. Sinister. So I guess he's out now? That's rough. You can look for him in Top Gun Maverick. I think he's still in that. I don't think he's been written out yet.
Well, yeah. Depends. They may be sitting somewhere in Hollywood going, did you see that stupid scarf? Can we get him out of this thing?
He looks a little silly, doesn't he?
We get him out of this.
Move on from him.
617-779-7937. Preston is in Whitman. Hey, Preston.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
I figure you guys are doing great.
Yeah.
I'm calling because you guys were talking about nicknames not too long ago, and I thought... I bring up one that's been kind of bothering me since it came out with Chavis, which you guys were also talking about. The
Ice Horse.
It was Carrabba's came up with the Ice Horse. That's right.
Right.
And every time I hear it, I think immediately to eyesores, and I'm like, hey, you know, maybe it doesn't fly. I thought it was something worth.
You think of eyesores?
Been bugging me, wanted to bring it up. Eyesores.
Huh.
Kind of. Anyway.
Well, I mean,
I know you're saying ice horse, but all I can think about is eyesores.
See, I thought the more valid question would be, what's the derivation of ice horse?
I forget.
I know.
I saw what he said. I don't remember. I like it, though. Rossi hates it.
I don't hate it. I just, I like ones that kind of, you know, have more of like a tie-in with either the sport or the player.
Well, ice horse.
Like Mitchie Two Bags.
Mitchie Two Bags is fine.
Yeah. And then he's Mitchie Four Bags, isn't he? Now that he's hitting ding dongs.
Mitchie IL right now.
Yeah. I mean, they're not all winners. What are you going to do?
No, I know. That one's just ridiculous, though. That one's
Ice Horse?
Ice Horse.
I know, because I think of Ice Horse. I'm just like,
you think on Players Weekend he'll wear it and say Ice Horse?
Yeah.
I'll regret that blow up if that's the case.
Eyesores.
I didn't get it either. Greg's
a pink eye? Is that an eyesore?
Probably. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing, guys?
Really, really well.
A couple of comments on the Bruins.
Sure.
I'm not surprised. I thought it would go seven games, and it certainly looks like it's going to go seven games.
Smarter
but I
than
think
us.
It's time to make a couple of moves.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
One second line is missing in action. And it's time to put Carson Coleman in at right wing instead of Backes. Because right now, Jake DeBrusk is a one-man second line. And that's killing us.
Wait a minute. Why would you say... What has Jake DeBrusk done well?
Jake DeBrusk is the only guy on that line who at least is skating toward the goal, got some speed, trying to make some plays. He's out there with nobody right now.
What are you talking about? What about Krejci?
Krejci has been terrible. I don't know. You know, Krejci has played the best hockey I've seen in the last 6 years, all through this playoffs and the regular season. But for some reason in the Blues series, he hasn't played as well. I don't know
why
that
David,
is.
Do you know that David Backes has as many 5-on-5 goals as Jake DeBrusk in the whole postseason? And he's played six fewer games?
But you watch the game, though. When Backes gets the puck, the first thing he does, he has to pass it right away because he just doesn't have the foot speed.
No, I know, but at least he hits people.
I think it would add a little, you know, Cassidy has been great all year, just kind of tweaking the lineup. I think adding a little element of speed and changing it up a little bit, I think that line has been clearly our worst line that they should make that move.
I actually don't mind the overall thought of getting Coleman in the lineup, but if Bruce Cassidy elects to go with 11 forwards and 7 defensemen, which he at least floated the possibility today, you're taking a forward out. You're not adding a forward. I mean, you're getting rid of somebody.
No. That's what it sounds like. This is going to happen
if he went that route.
Yeah, I wonder if ultimately he won't though. I wonder if they'll just say, all right, these are the 6 defensemen we're going with, because with each guy, like there's a drawback to it. Like if you sit Backes, you're obviously losing some of your toughness. If you take DeBrusk out, you're hoping that maybe he breaks through and
he's a top power player or whatever.
You're taking him out. You know, Achari, you're messing up the fourth line.
Heinen, you're messing up the third line.
Right. So I mean, there's sort of a negative to all of them.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. What else you got's coming up? About quarter of, 10 of, somewhere in that vicinity. But first,
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We have to trend. So a little earlier on the program, we spoke with Hall of Fame defenseman Ray Bourque. Wanted to get his thoughts on what happened last night and looking forward. And we just wanted to play a couple of cuts from what Raymond said. I will update this just in this regard. I was just telling Rich this off the air. So I guess one of the things that Bruce Cassidy said today when he was meeting with the media in St. Louis, talking about Matt Grizzlick, he said, quote, "We'll get back to Boston and see where Grizz is at. He's better than where he was. There's a chance for him."
Well, that'd be pretty good. because all of a sudden you'd throw him up on the top pair probably, right, in place of Chara. So that would be well, that's wishful thinking, though, I think.
After seeing the hit fact that he even said there's a chance surprises me.
Again, the extra day off in between maybe helps a little bit with a couple of these guys, but I thought when Grizzly got hit that was it. I thought he was going to be done for the entire series, but hey, if he can come back, that's fantastic.
All right, so we had Ray Bourque on, and we started our conversation with Raymond asking about, you know, the Bruins missing perhaps Zdeno Chara for Thursday's game and what it would all mean. Let's talk about Zdeno Chara first. What will it mean for the Bruins if Chara is unable to play on Thursday?
Well, it's definitely going to hurt, you know, especially on the PK and shutdown role. It's going to hurt big time. I'm hoping it's I don't know if you were there, Dale, when I got the puck in the mouth against Atlanta.
Yep.
Back in the day. You know, he's got 2 days off. If it's teeth and cuts and stuff like that, I'm optimistic that he'll be able to play. If it's a broken jaw, then that's something different. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it's teeth and something to do with that, because I've been through that, and you find a way to come back from that.
Yeah, because I just wonder, what would it have to be for him to be... Obviously, it's painful. Like, there's... Okay, it's
he
definitely
like
painful.
He was in pain.
It was a mess
last
the
night.
Second he got hit, gloves go off, he's grabbing his face, blood on the ice, the whole thing. He's gone for the whole second period, comes back out. So what would it have to be, or is there a thing that is bad enough to keep him out for the rest of a Stanley Cup final game, but then 2 days later be ready to play? I don't think that scenario exists. I feel like if it's bad enough, I don't know exactly what it would have to be. Broken jaw, just like shattered teeth, whatever, all the stuff that it might be.
The shattered teeth thing I could see maybe. We haven't had a chance to repair this yet.
Okay.
We can't send you out there because we've got to fix this stuff that's going on in there. We'll get you back to Boston. We'll get you right into oral surgery. We'll get these teeth fixed. We'll sew things up, and then you can go. Maybe.
Maybe. I was going to say, he would be like, I'm still playing. I just don't know. These guys are nuts. Like, so Chara on top of that list as far as, oh, yeah, go ahead. Give me the stitches. I'm going back out there. Oh, yeah, just put these
which
teeth
in. Which he does all the time.
Right, yeah, put these teeth in a jar. I'll come back for them later. I'm going to keep playing.
So
it had to be
something. The story last night was that the training staff went out to the bench at the beginning of the third period, and they told Bruce Cassidy, he's done. He can't play. And Cassidy said, okay, all right. And then they said, he wants to come sit on the bench.
Which is, you've never see.
Cassidy said to the training staff, as long as the doctors say it's okay, I don't have a problem with it. And apparently the only way the doctors would allow him to even go out there is to stick this big bubble shield on, because God forbid somebody fires a puck over the boards at the bench area.
Yeah, that's wild. So that's how bad you know that it is he can't even sit there without a face mask. And he's a guy that doesn't even wear like the little shield that almost like 90% of the league, I feel like, wears. He doesn't even wear that normally. And then so to see him with that whole bubble mask on, just a weird sight. And before the third period started, you saw him on the bench. So you just assume, guys on the bench, he's going to play. But the way they they zoomed in on his face, it looked like he couldn't be more miserable. Both pain and just missing out on the game, the combination. Oh, my God, the guy looked terrible. And then you find out that he can't go. And so, again, I'd be shocked if he played on Thursday.
They did show the one scene during one of the TV timeouts. He got off the bench, and he kind of skated up and down the bench.
Yeah, couldn't say anything.
Yeah, he couldn't, but he was, you know, encouraging everybody.
Right.
You know, tapping him on the shoulder. But that was literally the extent of what he could do.
That was it. And he was trying to get the guy. And I'm sure it was, you know, extra motivation or whatever, or, you know, if you're a player and you lost Chara, but he's out there and he's sitting through in all this pain, that's great. You know, ultimately it didn't, they missed him more on the ice than they would have missed him just as leadership.
He is tougher than most human beings, but I would think that there are certain things that doctors just won't allow.
Yeah, right.
Vince Dunn took a puck in the face earlier in the playoffs for the St. Louis Blues. They wired his jaws shut.
Yeah, kind of crazy in the night
and
that he
said,
returns.
No, you
Chara
can't.
Leaves.
You can't play. No, you're not allowed to play. Even when they let him come back last night, he didn't look so good either.
Oh, I thought he looked good.
No, I'm saying when they shot of him on
like
the bench,
his face. Yeah, he looked like he was in pain.
He looked like he was hurting just sitting there.
Oh, I thought he played a good game. But you're right.
He did play well.
He Yeah, he had like a thing on his lip still, and like he just looked like he had been dealing with a lot. Maybe some of the painkillers were wearing off or whatever, but yeah, he didn't look comfortable.
So one of the things that Cassidy floated this morning when he spoke to the media is his words. If Grizzlick and Chara are unable to go on Thursday night, one of the things they'd have to consider is the possibility of going with seven defensemen and 11 forwards. Now, that brought our discussion around to, okay, if you're going to sit a forward out of the 12 who played last night, who would it be? And we talked about David Backes, and we talked about Danton Heinen. These are callers who brought up Heinen's Backes, name more than
Heinen.
Us. Nola Chari is a name I brought up as you know, would you consider that? You brought up the possibility of sitting out Jake DeBrusque because his production has dropped off pretty dramatically here. Well, Raymond apparently was listening.
Obviously, they may have to replace Chara there on the back end, but would you try to do anything different with the lines or jumble up some guys, maybe sit a guy?
Well, now I've got to tell you that I've been listening a little bit, and I know who you're talking about. And beware of when you're thinking about sitting the brush.
Yes.
I'll tell you that Alex Tange for us was struggling in that finals. The whole finals, he was struggling. And in game seven, he came up with two humongous goals. So I would not give up on DeBrusque. He's a guy that's played well for you all year. He's a guy that might have been struggling a little bit here, throughout the playoffs off and on. But he's a guy that could come through for you. And he's one of your young guys. He's going to be one of your core guys going forward. So I would not give up on a guy like that.
So he would keep DeBrusque in there. Again, I wouldn't. He's been so bad in the whole playoffs. It's not this has been a rough four games, for example, where you're like, oh, the cup. He struggled in the cup, but he was really good against Carolina, or he was great against Columbus. He's been bad the whole time. And I know callers are saying, well, he's playing with Backes a lot, and obviously Backes isn't the most skilled guy. Okay, fine. But he's also there with Krejci, and he gets to be out there on the number one power play, which has been dominant throughout the playoffs.
And he's been a part of that.
He has one goal and three assists. They've scored 23 power play goals, and there's been a total of 41 assists.
I guess I wonder if I do anything to mess with what has been one of your biggest strengths in the
playoffs.
Didn't
they put Johansson out there last night, too?
They did.
Right? Yep. So, I mean, maybe, again, you're not saying, hey, Krug, you're off, or Marchand or Pastrnak, you're off. I feel like DeBrusque, if you were ranking the five guys in the power play who really makes a click, I think he would be fifth. Now, again, it's had a lot of success, so you may not want to do it, because my argument for keeping Achari in would be the fourth line has been so good.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you got to kind of weigh all of that. Shyam, we ran a poll on Dale Keefe WEEI on Twitter just to get a quick sense of the listeners. Who would you sit? And we gave the four options.
So we have the four options: DeBrusque, which was your pick.
That's right.
Achari, Backes, and Heinen.
All right. So what's the updated total right now?
So right now we've received about 223 votes.
All right, it's low.
The current leader.
It's a quick hitter.
It's a quickie.
Leader in the clubhouse right now.
Yeah.
Danton Heinen at 46%.
Oh, so almost half.
Of the people voting are choosing Heinen.
I think that's due to last night's game specifically.
Yeah, I mean, people seem to be really souring on Heinen.
We also have a couple comments from the people, too.
Oh, yeah, what are they saying?
Heinen hasn't contributed one impactful play. Heinen is a waste of space.
Well, that seems
and
mean.
Heinen is scared to death of the Blues' physicality.
I also feel like, all right, what is each guy? Like, each guy comes with their flaws, but what is the most important thing that each one of them do? And
Heinen is a big part of how that third line is playing. I know people don't see that.
Yeah.
They think, what's he doing? He is making such intelligent plays defensively in his own end. He's a big part. I'd be shocked if they sat Heinen. In fact, I'll take it one step further. There is zero chance they sit Danton Heinen.
That's a Dale guarantee. Go ahead and lock that up. Rossi,
respect to the 46% who responded to
Dale, these are our listeners.
The phony baloney poll.
Well, it's a real
there
poll.
Is zero chance.
Right.
Well, I also posted a phony baloney poll.
Oh, my God. We have competing polls?
Counter polls.
You can't have double the polls.
So I tweeted out on my personal account.
Okay. Ooh.
I said, what will be the result of the Stanley Cup final? And your four options are Bruins in six, Bruins in seven,
okay.
Blues in six, Blues in seven.
What about play forever? That's not one?
That's not one of them. I have 1,087 respondents. So
okay. What are we? Do you know the measurements?
That's
here?
What I'm doing
Good
right
Lord.
Now, just for you, Ross. I don't even care about the results.
That's embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Let's get the ruler out. Okay, what are the people saying, Dale, on your phony?
He doesn't even want to say. He just wants to say
I
how
just
many
wanted
people
that.
Voted.
He wants more votes. He's that's like, hey, by the, how long does this poll go till?
It's 24 hours, just like yours.
No, no, this was 2 hours. We did a quickie, just for the show.
Well,
no,
mine's been up for 2 hours.
We want to be done by the time the show's over.
This is Bruins in 7 is the leader in the clubhouse right now, 51%. You'll be shocked to hear Bruins fans say Bruins in 6 is the second highest total.
I can't believe it. I'm floored by this.
What's less, Blues in 7 or Blues in 6?
Dead even, 6% each.
Hmm.
Wow. I don't know if I really trust your poll.
But you trust his?
I don't. Yes.
Why?
46% want Heinen.
And they're wrong.
I think 100% of our... No.
Nice. It's just what they want. It's not,
they're not wrong. That's what they want. They want Heinen to sit.
Now, they may want it. There is zero chance.
So zero chance on None. Heinen. Okay. Achari, what's the chance?
13.
What do you think? Small.
What, give me a number.
4.5%.
15%.
Okay. DeBrusque.
99%.
I'd say next to nothing.
So that's like 0.05?
Of the ones you've got listed,
so then
there's
Backus,
only one.
Backus?
Yes.
Is that 100%?
No, but it's the highest percentage of those four of what I think Cassidy would do.
I kind of think they're only going to play six defensemen, and they'll figure it out.
I think that's much more likely. Yeah. I think it's much more likely they'll keep 12 forwards. And, oh, by the way, I still think Carson Kuhlman may be in. Which means Backus would be out.
Oh, okay. All right.
If that's what happened.
All right.
6-1.
Nobody will hit anybody then. That'll be good.
That'd be fine. It'd be,
that'd be great.
A pillow fight out there. What else you got coming up next? Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, it's time to get to a couple of things that we didn't get to in the normal course of events, including one that literally just happened.
What else you got?
Yeah, how about this, Dale? This one just coming down. The Patriots have released tight end Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Well, they've got so many.
Well, they do, and this is a guy, obviously, with injury issues, but maybe the most talented guy they have on the roster. But NFL outsider Ian Rappaport adds this detail. Seferian Jenkins is taking a month away, or he's stepping away for a month for personal issues, and the team plans on releasing him, and he adds, we'll see if he comes back to New England or anywhere. So who knows where the future of Austin Seferian Jenkins, but you remember
got Ben Watson absent for the first four games because of his suspension, so now it's Matt Lacoste, Ryan Izzo, Steven Anderson, Andrew Beck, that's it.
It's the who's who, and Seferian Jenkins, remember, was not at OTAs. I'm like, well, that's kind of odd. So I wonder if something, clearly a personal matter, no idea what it is, but he
sounds
at least won't
as
be
though
there
he
beginning.
Could come back.
Maybe.
That they could re-sign him in a month and, you know, gets whatever personal issues he's got to clear up.
Right, but the idea of him figuring out with Tom Brady, it doesn't look like he's going to be at the minicamp, obviously, which Brady was at today. And so who knows whenever those guys will get a chance to connect.
What else you got?
I was working last night, so I did not get to see The Bachelorette.
Oh, you missed it.
If I was not working and it was the only channel available on my TV, I wouldn't have watched The Bachelorette.
Come on, Dale.
I've never watched a single moment of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, and I'm proud of that.
Well, we have a guy here who's an expert on staff. Shine time, baby.
Something sad about Shime
alone.
Chris Shime's
it's a great
entertainment
show.
Option.
I like the show.
I enjoy the reality television.
Yeah,
so what happened last
this
night?
This is totally unscripted, I'm sure.
What happened?
So last night, The Bachelorette was at the Celtics practice facility. Now, this was obviously taped some time ago. I can remember
the first week in April. About.
Yeah, they were saying some. Shime.
He knows.
Just get a life here.
He knows it.
So let's start with Jaylen Brown on The Bachelorette last night.
Oh, great.
So tell me how everything is going so far.
Jed is awesome. We have so much fun together. He's very comforting and funny and gentle.
Okay. Gentle?
And a baller. What do you think I should look for in a man?
Somebody makes you laugh. Somebody who you can be yourself with. Somebody who respects you. Somebody who's there for the rough times and the good times. Somebody that's going to accept you for your flaws and your beauty.
I feel you. That's what I've been preaching.
My girl.
That was good.
Now she wants Jaylen Brown.
I was like, could she give him a rose? Isn't that how that works?
You want to know who wouldn't say that? Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving would not say
that.
How
old is Jaylen Brown?
He's like 22 or something.
So I'm going to ask him what I should be looking for in a man if I'm this young lady.
Well, the young lady's only 24.
For the rough times and the good times.
Definitely not Kyrie.
Is he not the rough times and the good times? That is a shot at Kyrie, isn't it? The guy, you got to be there with the good and the bad.
And then this guy, who was it again, Shime? Jed?
Yeah, so Hannah the Bachelorette took a guy named Jed out on a date. He's one of the contestants.
So help me out, Shime, because you watch this stuff and I don't. Why were they here?
It's just so they take like trips.
I understand that part, but is she from New England?
She's a huge sports fan, though. She's a big Alabama fan. Roll Tide.
So it made sense.
They say Roll Tide.
Totally like sense to go to a Celtics practice.
Well, tied in with the Celtics.
They get like spawn cons, so they went to Boston. They came to Boston. They were doing stuff around the city.
Got it.
And it's like they probably were like, hey, let's do something with the Celtics.
Okay. And then
because she couldn't skate. So
they each
that
got
left
jerseys,
out.
Right?
Yeah, they each got jerseys. And funny enough, Hannah's jersey was number 11, but it didn't say Irving on the back. It said Hannah.
Hannah? First name on the back of a jersey is one of my least favorite things in the world. In the world.
I'm not sure this was her call, but...
Doesn't matter. She still put it on.
All right, so this is Jed or Judd or whatever his name is.
Jed.
This is the contestant.
Yes.
Talking about... Well, you'll hear.
The Boston Celtics. How is this a thing? How is this real? Scary Terry and Jaylen Brown, two of the best guys in the league.
What? You watch the league? Scary Terry
she
and Jaylen Brown?
This guy.
Two of the best
she
in the
cannot
league?
Give him a rose.
This is going to spike the t-shirt sales.
That
he called
so
him Scary
bad.
Terry. That's the first time all season he's been called Scary Terry.
Two of the best in the league. He watches a lot of NBA action, huh?
Two of the best on the team? Question mark, question mark.
Scary Terry and Jaylen Brown, two of the best guys in the league.
Let's ask Jaylen Brown, who is a 22-year-old guy. Is he even in a relationship? He's not married. Let's ask him the secrets to a great relationship. It seems odd. It seems like an odd fit.
Texter brings up a good point about me giving Shime a hard time.
Yeah, seriously.
I do watch professional wrestling.
That's right.
So what am I going to give
all over Shime.
Shime a hard time about watching The Bachelorette, I guess.
It's good TV, Dale. You love it.
It's great.
The cat fights are
Christian
amazing.
Told me he's out. Christian said he's no longer watching The Bachelorette, and
back
he was
in.
A huge fan.
Wow. One of the leading contestants, former NFL player.
How about that?
Well, there you go.
Pretty good.
We got to get out of here.
Oh, we have tickets tomorrow to get
tomorrow
away,
at 12:30.
Game 5 tickets at noon 30.
You'll get a chance to win 2 tickets to go see Game 5 at the Garden.
I was also just told Pierre Maguire will be with OMF at 3:30, and then Dino Costa, the most dangerous man in radio. 4:30.
No subject is off limits.
By the way, they got to find out if he's coming to Boston for Game 5 because I might have to find another place to watch
I'd be
from.
Nervous.
Oh, I don't want to think about that. We'll see you. Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you for stopping by.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.